When the Wall Street Journal published a report citing unnamed sources that Sprint was getting ready to try to buy T-Mobile, lots of industry analysts treated it as old news.
There's been speculation about Sprint and T-Mobile merging for years.
Walt Pijcik is an analyst for BTIG in New York.
This is only the latest of a long line of speculative reports thinking that these two companies will merge.
Makes sense from a business point of view. For one thing, Sprint and T-Mobile have coverage areas that are relatively complementary. They both offer unlimited data plans. What's more, Sprint and T-Mobile combined would still be a lot smaller than either AT&T or Verizon, the two colossal companies that Pijcik says have dominated the wireless industry for years.
Things haven't really changed much. If anything, the big two have gotten even stronger.
Sprint, meantime, has been bleeding customers, and until recent months, so has T-Mobile. Jennifer Fritchie, an analyst who works for Wells Fargo, says both companies need to grow to compete with their giant and more efficient rivals.
Size matters. So the more customers you have, the better for margin.
The fastest way for Sprint to gain the new customers it needs would be to buy T-Mobile and all its subscribers. Well, Sprint's parent company, SoftBank, which is based in Japan, would buy a big stake in T-Mobile from its owner, Deutsche Telekom. Fritchie says the money, reportedly about $20 billion, is there.
Well, I believe the stories that Sprint has been lining up the financing and whatnot, but I think it's going to be very hard to get it done.
Fritchie thinks regulators at the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice would block the deal as anti-competitive. Bert Fohr, the president of the American Antitrust Institute, hopes she's right.
The issue really is, if I don't like the service I'm getting or the price I'm getting from AT&T or from Verizon, where else can I turn? And it's better to have two options than one.
Fohr says there's another issue with mergers.
There are very few mergers that don't result in substantial job losses.
Those job losses wouldn't necessarily be in Kansas City, but somewhere.
The merger is justified in terms of the efficiencies that it's going to provide, and most of the time those efficiencies have to do with eliminating jobs. Mm-hmm. They never say that in advance, by the way.
Fohr says if Sprint does try to move forward with the acquisition, it might evoke something in antitrust law called failing company doctrine.
But the test for what's failing is pretty strict. You've got to be on the very verge of bankruptcy and have no other choices. That's not the situation here.
In fact, Sprint, thanks to its parent company SoftBank, is currently pretty well off, spending on technology to make its system much faster and more competitive. T-Mobile is doing well, too, drawing millions of new customers with innovative contracts and deals. In fact, T-Mobile has become a serious enough threat to AT&T that the much larger company is offering hundreds of dollars of incentives for customers to drop T-Mobile. That's competition. Regulators love it. And absent some surprises, many think they're unlikely to approve a deal that might dampen what's happening in the wireless industry now. Frank Morris, KCUR News.